Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I just finished the session. So the first thing we worked was with a pendulum that is called Peace and is a anti-stress and anti-anxiety pendulum. So we wanted to clear, or there was a real need to clear any kind of stress and anxiety before starting the transmission of divine love. So this was long. Another work that we had to do was we worked with a new pendulum called River Flow, and we had to work with the pericardium, the circulation sex meridian, which needed to be cleared and reactivated. And we worked with the whole pericardium, which is the organ that holds in place the heart. And sometimes this organ can be very tight, because we block and we close ourselves. And the situation that we are living now, globally, with all the fear, is making us close and close and close more the heart and the pericardium. So we had to work with this before we could carry on with the session and activate this flow of this river of love that comes from source. Next, we work with the Archangel's pendulum with the position of the Virgin Mary. Today is the 12th of December, and we specifically chose this day and this time. We worked at midday, 12 o'clock a.m. in Spain, in Madrid time base, because we wanted to activate this powerful presence of the Divine Feminine. Today is the day of the Virgin Mary, the Guadalupe, which is the Virgin Mary, if you want the version of the version of the Virgin Mary in Mexico. She's considered almost the Queen of Mexico, and she has a very heart base energy, helping activate the entire heart of the American continent itself. So it was a very auspicious and beautiful energy to be working with in this session. So through the archangels, we transmitted the frequencies of the Virgin Mary, then we transmitted divine love, and finally a blessing from source to each and every one of you. And at the end of the session, there was a message from the Virgin Mary, Mother Mary, the Divine Feminine, the Great Mother. Mother Mary is a representation of the Divine Mother. So this is the mother aspect of God, source, if you want to see it this way. So the message came in English, in my poxy English, so I'm going to read it to you, and this is Divine Mother speaking. You have been with me for a long time. I am now taking you to a new territory, one in which less beings will traverse these inner lands. They have chosen another road, and all is well. Do not worry. All is ultimately well. I love you, and you are with me, and I guard you in my heart. And you are not alone. You do not need to go through these changes alone. You are with me. You have your brothers and sisters at your side. Stay together in the oneness that love is. I love you. I have to say that because you don't know any of this, because I have been recording messages in Spanish, and uploading them. And so there's been, you know, some dynamics that you may not be aware of. We have much more activity in our Facebook page in Spanish than in English. And so there's some things that I'm not recording in English. But, you know, like yesterday I did a recording about the soul and the sovereignty. And it was a very hard recording because it was about, you know, if we don't care about our souls, if we don't care about our sovereignty, we are going to lose it. So it was, you know, a very poignant recording. And prior to this session, I prepare myself to give this, to facilitate this healing transmission. And the messages that came to me, I thought they were personal, but in fact, it was something collective. And the message ties very much into what Divine Mother was saying in this message that I just read. And the message was that there are a lot of souls that are going to leave. It doesn't mean that people are going to die. It means souls are going to leave because they may not be able to anchor anymore with the physical being. And so there is a movement of souls detaching themselves from the physical incarnation. The other message that came is that there is a plague, like a virus, but I'm not talking about the virus. It's like there is a dynamic in play of souls that should be here, that should be incarnated, that are living because they tie themselves up to souls that are going to go. And so we need to help those souls that are meant to stay here, incarnated, with a physical body, connected to the physical body. We need to help these souls remain here. There are others who have made another choice, and that is fine. This is what Divine Mother is saying. But there are other souls that we need to help. And I think the purpose of this message and the session that we facilitated, and the messages that I received prior to this session, is that each and every one of us holds the Christ flame, the flame of divine love, the flame connecting us to Source. And as we hold this flame, we can help those souls in our reality that could be escaping or going away when they shouldn't go, just because they are following, mindlessly, some other soul who has made the choice of living at this moment. And so I think we have an opportunity to be of service to the light and to the love by means of shining brightly our own divine flame, our own connection, by really sticking to our souls and our sovereignty, by really respecting our soul, respecting our sovereignty, and not losing our own soul and our own sovereignty because we give away the soul, because we give away the sovereignty, because we stop making our personal decisions in consciousness and being awakened to the decisions that we need to make. Those people who say, well, let the doctors decide for me, let my grandmother decide for me, let the state and the government and the policeman and the health ministry decide for me. These people are losing sovereignty and they're losing soul because they are denigrating their own soul. The soul has chosen to incarnate in this reality to be able to experience what it means to be physically incarnated and to be able to see in practical terms in a 3D world if her ideas and her views actually work and are beneficial. So when we disconnect from our soul, when we do not allow the soul to be fully engaged with the physical body, when we are not exercing our sovereignty, the soul loses its purpose for being here incarnated. So we are in a very dangerous moment in time in which if we are mindless, if we are too afraid, if we dismiss, discard, and stop paying attention to our soul, and stop making our personal decisions. And I'm not talking about the vax or the non-vax, because someone vax can have taken the most conscious, aware, and sovereign decision to take the vax. And someone choosing non-vax can also make a very conscious, mindful, and sovereign decision. So it's not about those who are vaxed or non-vax. It's about those who discard, dismiss, their sovereignty and their soul at the same time. They are very connected, these two elements. And so I feel that the entire session and the messages that have come before and after the session are all telling us, hey, pay attention to your soul. Hey, pay attention to your sovereignty. And try to help become, hold the light, hold the love, hold the flame of God's source inside of you. Hold tight to your soul and help others realize that they have also a soul, that they have also a sovereignty, and that they can be better connected to the soul and better exercising their sovereignty. And I think this is the gift of divine love that is coming through this session today. I hope it inspires you not put you fear, but I hope you, it will help you value much more what is a soul and what is sovereignty. Because the day your soul lives and goes, because you haven't given your soul an opportunity, you will cry because you will realize how important your soul was. So please don't do it. Keep your soul, love your soul, cherish your soul, and encourage this connection between the soul and the physical body, mind, emotional system. Many blessings and much love today. Bye.